SEL Extra.
I'm going all out for the son of a bitch.
Not having the show is like, I don't know, for me it's just like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like the musician thing of like the fucking show must go on, or you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know what it is, but it's
where
like
you guys are too. You guys, this show is in a different boat where it's
right
the week
right.
of. You know, you gotta talk about the week of wrestling. What do you do when you skip a week? Right.
I think we just ignored it. We didn't ignore it, but we're like just on to this week. It's not, you know.
Yeah, like us. If we skip a week, what do we do? Or we just do the week we were gonna do just.
Yeah, your shit's evergreen, so.
Exactly. So, and like we try, like, I honestly look to skip a week once a month anyways. It's just the way it works, we do three shows and that covers that month, and there's 4 weeks in a month. So it's like, well.
Yeah. And there's something to me too, like about like doing something every week for years, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I want to be like, I don't know, it's some weird thing, like a Cal Ripken. Well, I guess, never mind, you're Canadian, but
Cal Ripken. Come on, man. Come on. Cal Ripken, don't give me this shit. I know Cal Ripken.
Oh, okay.
You mean third baseman for the Baltimore Orioles?
Had wow.
A thousand, well, how many, 1,800? What was it? What was the number of games he had consecutive?
He played every, I don't know, he played every game for fucking ever.
Yeah, his for like whole 19 career, years or something like that? It's like unfucking real, man. That guy was old when he retired too.
I'm not a baseball guy at all, but yeah, I know about that guy.
See, I'm out of all the sports, baseball and hockey are my big ones. I've gotten less into hockey. I've gotten out of it and more into baseball, but
wow, really?
Yeah, in my old man age, it's easier to watch a baseball game than a hockey game.
Why?
I just find the baseball game to be more
it's casual.
I get to strategize along with the pitcher. You know what I mean? It's like, I watch it and it's like, oh, I'd throw a curveball here to the outside. Right? And then the pitcher would be like, curveball to the outside. It's like, yes. Yes. Mm. I could do the catcher's job. Like, you know what I mean? Except for sitting that pose for 30 minutes. I can't sit like that. It's not possible. I'm too fat.
Oh, my God. I could be a catcher.
I just thought that. shit.
I don't know. I'm more of like a basketball guy. I always have been.
I like basketball in the playoffs before the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. And football. I'm an American, so.
Can't do it. I cannot get behind it.
I don't know. I'm big into motorsports, actually.
That's like, definitely America right there, motorsports.
Like Global Rallycross is my that Stadium Super Trucks, fucking big into that shit.
None of that really plays here in Canada, unless like you get the Speed Channel.
Yeah, well, it's on NBC, so I'm sure it does. Global Rallycross is like once a month. It's on NBC, so
fair enough.
I'm sure you get it.
I also don't watch a lot of TV either. Wrestling.
Steve Arpin, he's one of the drivers. He's from Canada. He's from the city that my girlfriend's from. I watched a fuckload of wrestling this week, dude.
Dude,
seriously.
Dude, I did too. Well, I mean, I had all week off, so like, I was just fucking hammering out. Like, Thursday came and I was done. All the wrestling. It's like, what do I do now?
Then I watched WCPW on Friday.
Then I beat two video games.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I played Until Dawn, which was free on the PlayStation Network. So,
oh yeah, I heard about that.
It's pretty good. And then Firewatch. Firewatch is fucking dope. It's another indie game, but you play like this guy who's out in, I think it's Wyoming, on a fire tower watching for fires, and like strange shit starts happening.
Oh, dude, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Think about fucking picking up the 7 Days to Die game on the box.
7 Days to Die.
That's like a 4-player co-op. It's like
heard of it.
Yeah, it was on PC. It's kind of like It's kind of like Minecraft, but
oh yeah. I put that in my my thing. I had that in a wish list of sorts.
Oh, and you fucking build a base together. You craft shit. You hunt animals, and then like every 7 days is a blood moon, so the zombies attack. And you have all these defenses set up, and you got to defend them and shit. It looks fucking cool.
Yeah.
My one of my homies is talking about getting it, so might pick that motherfucker up.
It's weird how Steam rates it a 9 out of 10, IGN rates it a 4.9 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird. That's stupid.
On Xbox, I think it has like 3 out of 5 stars. It's $30 on the box.
And you look at it, it's not like it's a shitty looking game. It's a good looking game.
Yeah. I don't know. I love that kind of shit, though. I'm just done with Minecraft, you know. Like, back in the day when Minecraft was first hit, me and my buddies would play the fuck out of that game, but now it's just boring. Nothing
Never
to
really
do
got
it.
Into Minecraft. I know one game I'm really waiting for, and I feel bad for you, Jim.
What's that?
The Fire Pro Wrestling.
Dude, I'm already set for picking up a PS4. I will take a PS4 home from work when that game comes out.
Dude, I can't fucking wait.
Yeah, it's on Steam now, and you know, in pre-release or alpha, which you know, I don't have a PC that can run that, obviously.
No, even though it looks like a bare bones game, it's not as bare bones as.
Oh, dude! Once that comes out, you know, like I said, I'll grab a PS4, and we definitely got to fucking play that shit, dude. I'm so stoked for that. It looks awesome.
Yeah, I've had them for like I had the last one that came out for the PS2.
Yep, I had that. You know, I bought that like way after the fact, and I never gave it a proper go.
Me neither.
You know,
I think there's like a that like mine still had like the Japanese, like it was very hard to get to learn how to play the game because like all my instructions were in Japanese. And...
Oh no, Fire Pro Returns was an American release. Yeah. It should have English. That's weird.
I don't know. There was some reason. Maybe it was like. There's no way to know how to play the game, right? There's nothing in the book or something like that. I don't know. There's something about the game that really turned me off from it. But the customization of the game is dope as fuck.
I was super bored one summer with 360 had nothing good coming out. And I was just super bored of the 360. And this chick I was seeing at the time had a PS2. So I went out and bought a bunch of PS2 games. But I was like distracted by other games too. Instead of playing Fire Pro, but it looks dope. I'm excited for that.
Yeah,
literally every wrestler ever is in there.
That's true. That's true. Like it might be called Hulk Hogan, but he's there. Really?
Well, now it's all you download them all from the fucking market. You know, everyone shares them, so literally everyone's in there. And you can do. I guess you can use like MP3s and shit. So you can have actual, like, the actual music for entrances and shit.
Maybe
you can use any song
Steam
you want.
One. Maybe on the Steam one.
Yeah, it is the Steam. So I don't know if that'll make its way over. But we definitely have to make, like, fucking me and you and shit.
Oh, fuck and that. Then, just these two big
on
guys.
WWE 2K16, we had all that shit. The Suplex City Limits fucking, like, logo was on there. We had the belts. We had, like, everything available for download. It was cool. We had the Diddler.
I remember the Diddler.
We haven't talked about the Diddler. The Diddler's in this thing, like, some things just kind of went away, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to bring my old radio show back and do that weekly or something, but I don't have the technology to make it happen.
As he pushes up his glasses, I don't have the technology.
I don't know. I don't know how to do it. If I could just somehow get, like, record... My PC sucks, but yeah, if I could record from Spotify, it'd be the best. I could just make a playlist on Spotify and then just put my fucking inserts in over top, like while I do it, like all live or whatever.
Yeah, like I have no idea how to do the live aspect of it, but
well, it wouldn't be live, but like to record it live.
Yeah,
like, you know, like I'll listen to the so I want to listen to the music while it goes. Like that's how I did my radio show. Obviously. Or I'd step outside and smoke pot and shit during, like, 9-minute fucking sludge jams. I'll have to look into that, dude. I really want to bring it back. I love doing that. The House of Fuzz.
The House of Fuzz.
Nice. Yeah, it's got a Facebook page and shit. Nice. On there. Yeah, it was all, like, stoner rock and fucking metal and, I don't know, it's all, like, sludge, doom, fuzz, shit like that.
Nice. I can get behind that.
Yeah, I used to go on the radio and talk about smoking weed and how I'm gonna go outside right now and smoke weed in downtown Bismarck. Telling people if they're listening, if they're in Bismarck, that they should come down and we should smoke pot and shit. Really, just over the fucking top. Just...
That's great, though.
That so is... the Puff Puff Pass came from to start
Puff
the show.
Puff Pass is your... Nice.
If the nice. Puff Puff Pass, the House of Fuzz starts now.
Nice, nice.
Because I couldn't say, like, smoke weed, but I always had to, like, vaguely disguise it.
You know, that makes sense. That makes sense being on like terrestrial radio and all.
Like light your favorite. What the fuck was it? I don't know. It was all fucking nonsense. So I'm ready when you are here. It's noon anyway. Fuck.
Yeah. That means it's only 11 here, so it's not so bad.
SEO Extra.